Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you. Well, I was looking in my journal, just back pages a little bit, and I read this quote that I got out of Dr. Wiersbe's commentary. I love Warren Wiersbe's commentaries. I read them like devotionals. They're so amazing. But this is what he wrote regarding the society, and he wrote it a long time ago, but I feel like it was just prophetic for us today. He said, God wants to tear down the scaffolding and reveal the unshakable realities that are eternal. Alas, too many people, including Christians, are building their lives on things that can shake. What shall we do as we live in such a shaking world? Here's what he says. He says, listen to God speak and obey him. Really, it's not rocket science. That's it. Listen to God speak and obey him. Receive his grace day by day and serve him with reverence and godly fear. Fantastic advice, wouldn't you say? Don't be frightened or distracted by the tremendous changes going on around you. In other words, keep your focus, fix your eyes on Jesus. Then he says, keep running the race with endurance. Keep looking to Jesus Christ. Remember that your Father loves you. And draw on his enabling grace. That grace, it's power, it's enabling. It empowers us to not only survive, but to thrive, to stand, and to be strong, and to win in battle. What do we do when the world shakes all around us? I'm going to go through the list again. Listen to God speak and obey him. How do you know his voice? Well, you read his word, and you do what he says. Then you receive the grace day by day to serve him with reverence and godly fear. And I got to tell you, there is an irreverence and a lack of godly fear, even among some Christians these days, as if it's hip to be irreverent and to be callous. And I don't mean to sound old and sober, but I really mean that without holiness, no one will see the Lord. You know, it's the pure in heart that see God. And I just challenge you, as Scripture talks about, approaching God with an even deeper awe than you've known before. How do you do that? Well, you just pause and you remember who it is you're talking to. Approach him with an even deeper awe. So you receive that grace day by day. And you serve God with a reverence and a godly fear. And you determine not to be frightened or distracted by the tremendous changes going on around you. You keep running the race with endurance. You keep looking to Jesus Christ. And you remember that your Father, he loves you. And he will give you grace to abound in every good work. Draw on that grace. Thanks so much for listening today. Your support makes this stream possible. You'll find more information up on our website at myfaithradio.com.